I'm Don Molino on the Voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network. This is the Cotton Report for Monday, April 29th. Cotton futures showed mixed action on Friday, with front months up 6 to 49 points and December and beyond down 3 to 22 points. The outside markets provided a mixed influence, with crude oil up 45 cents a barrel and the U.S. dollar index 469 points higher. International Cotton Exchange certified cotton stocks up another 3,283 bales on April 25th at 181,430. The Codlick A index down another 45 points to 87.60 a pound on April 25th. The average world price dropped another 85 points to 61.33 in Thursday afternoon's release, and that's good through next Thursday. Friday afternoon, July cotton finished at 80.92, down 16. New crop December, 77.32, down 32. The spot market price for North and South Delta, 76.65, down 18.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
USGA meteorologist Brad Rippey says late in the spring or early summer, the El Nino weather pattern should shift back into a La Nina weather pattern.
So that means that the waters that have been warm in the equatorial Pacific should cool down, not expecting a big impact from that quick flip in the summer of 2024. I think we'll still see a lot of the impacts of El Nino lasting, which hopefully means better moisture in the Cotton Belt, and hopefully we'll keep temperatures down a little bit with that rainier weather. But as we head beyond the 2024 season, getting ahead of myself here a little bit, but we do have to be concerned because La Nina oftentimes will mean drought in the southern tier of the United States. If we see some kind of unexpectedly early influence from La Nina, that could mean hotter, drier weather late in the growing season. I don't think that's going to happen, but it is something to keep in the back of your mind if it does start to play out later this year.
I'm Don Molino on the Voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network.